Good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. This morning we have with us Reverend Mark Dawes, Chairman of the Media Commission of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. This week's broadcast is sponsored by the Kendall Camp and Conference Center, located at Shooters Hill, Manchester. For all your camp and conference needs going into 2021, please give them a call at 876-603-3204-5. Do stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message.
Feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end.
Good morning. Today, the Grace Hour continues a series on the fear of the Lord. Today, we will explore the subject by focusing on the topic, Holy Fear Brings Wisdom. Proverbs 9 verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." That is to say, wisdom flows out of the fear of the Lord. It is the first step to wise thinking and wise living. So if persons want to think wisely, they must fear the Lord. True wisdom is attained by a godly fear. How is it that we become wise through godly fear? To worship God in the humility of holy fear, to believe and trust in Him and His Word. These are themselves acts of wisdom. To believe God in this way and to act on that belief is to position ourselves to receive fresh grace and mercy from God. Furthermore, God is eager to impart wisdom to Christians. The Apostle James wrote in James 1 verse 5, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." The God-fearing person is humble and therefore has a high view of God and a low estimation of himself or herself. Because of such humility, that person is teachable. A tree of wisdom can bear much fruit when planted in the tender soil of godly fear. The wisdom that God bestows on the one who regards him with holy fear manifest itself in a love for biblical truth. A person cannot be big on God and be small on the reading and studying of the Bible and appreciating the weight of its divine authority. God has chosen the Bible to provide Christians with all that they must know in order to honor Him, represent Him, and faithfully communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ. Following the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, God spoke to his people through the written word inscribed by his very own finger on tablets of stone. These words, which we know today as the Ten Commandments, were stored in the holiest place in all Israel, that is, inside the Ark of the Covenant. Jesus himself affirmed the validity and legitimacy of the Old Testament and appointed apostles who would likewise speak and write for God in the New Testament. So one could say the Old Testament and the New Testament scriptures are God's instruction manual to us to help us to be wise and to fear Him. Deuteronomy 4 verse 10 makes it clear that the Holy Scriptures were not given merely for one generation, but for all generations. The passage makes it clear that God thinks generationally. It was the duty of parents to use the Holy Scriptures to teach their children the fear of the Lord. Children can be taught the fear of the Lord. The Lord told Moses in Deuteronomy 4 verse 10, "Gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children." In Deuteronomy 4, God told Moses clearly that we learn holy fear primarily through his word, not by signs and wonders. This is important, as there's a section of the Christian community that is big on signs and wonders and small on the written word. Yet God himself has stated that it is primarily in the written word that one learns the fear of the Lord. Christian spirituality that does not include at its heart a reverence for God's word is, at the very least, off base. Do you want to know who God is? Read his word. Do you want to know things about God? Read his word. Do you want to know and grow closer to God? Read and obey his word. Do you want to treasure Christ? Treasure him through his word. To quote Pastor Chris Poblete in his book, The Two Fears, Tremble Before God Alone, immerse yourself in the word of God. Search it. Savor it. It is more amazing than any technology, more true than any book, more compelling than any film, more profound than any other insight or observation, more glorious than any sunset, more beautiful than any song, more probing than any human encounter. It is a double-edged sword forged under the weight of God's voice, the voice that birthed the universe. And it judges the very thoughts and intentions of our hearts. To live by or under the authority of God necessarily means to live in obedience to his word. When we fear the Lord, we let his word shape our worldview, our values and attitudes. When Christians allow themselves to be shaped by God's holy word, then Proverbs 16:6 will become a reality. Proverbs 16:6 says, "By the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil." The Apostle Paul, in writing to his young mentee, his son in the faith, Timothy, commended his diligence in reading and handling the word. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 3 verse 15, "And that from childhood ye have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." There is no greater wisdom that pleases God than to see persons becoming wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. The Lord Jesus, in speaking about the importance of being wise for salvation, told a crowd in Luke 12 verses 4 to 5, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him." Jesus was speaking of himself as the one who should be feared. Jesus was speaking of himself as the one who has the power to cast a person into hell. Jesus was in effect saying to the crowd that they needed a savior, and he was that savior. In John 5, 38 to 39, Jesus said, "But you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me." The Lord Jesus was saying that the scriptures testify concerning him that he is the promised Messiah of the Old Testament. He was saying the scriptures testify that he is indeed God incarnate. You are saying the scriptures testify that he has indeed paid the price, the penalty for all sins. The scriptures testify that only Jesus can forgive sins. When a person repents, that is, surrenders his or her life to Christ, he or she receives forgiveness of sins immediately. In that instant, a person becomes wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Biblically speaking, the greatest manifestation of wisdom occurs when a person repents of sin and surrenders his or her life to Christ. The Apostle John had this to say about repentance and the forgiveness of sins. In 1 John 1, chapter 1, verses 8 to 10, the Apostle said, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." The beginning of new life in Christ is the beginning of the fear of the Lord. The beginning of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The beginning of wisdom is the beginning of a life lived in pursuit of the things that please God and a hatred of the things that displease him. There are only two kinds of people in this world: those who live in willing harmony with God's laws and are therefore wise, and those who live in willing rejection of God's laws and are therefore fools. The first kind, the Bible makes it clear, are wise. The other kind, the Bible makes it clear, are fools. Where do you stand? Next week, we will continue our contemplation of the fear of the Lord.
Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
It is our prayer that you are blessed and challenged by this morning's message delivered by Reverend Mark Dawes. For comment or counsel, please send us an email to mcaj@cwjamaica.com. Thanks once again to the Kendall Camp and Conference Center for sponsoring this week's broadcast. They're located in the cool climes of Shooters Hill in Manchester. As you plan for camps or conferences going into 2021, we invite you to give them a call to make arrangements at 876-603-3204-5. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, praying that you will experience God's grace and mercy during the course of the coming week.